Hello and welcome to a special edition of Vinland Radio. If you've already listened to this week's episode of Vinland Radio, well, then you know what's about to happen. But if you haven't, what we're going to do right now is debut our audio drama, Hope. So this is not a regular episode, there's no music in this. It's actually an audio drama featuring a lot of the members of the Calgary metal community. It's part of Gales of Avalon's new album, also entitled Hope. The audio drama is going to be available at galesofavalon.bandcamp.com starting tomorrow. But I've bitched about it enough on this show, so I wanted to give you guys a chance to check it out and let me know what you think. Like I said, this is a little bit different. If it's not something you're into, that's fine, just skip it. But I'd urge you to take a listen to it, especially with headphones on. The sound design on this is pretty great. I worked my ass off on it. We got a lot of different people from the Calgary metal community in there doing voices. This has been a real labor of love, so to speak. We've been working on it for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months right now, and it's finally ready to come out. But before it actually comes out, I'm going to give you guys a quick chance to listen to it before anybody else. So without further ado, here's Hope, an audio drama.
Hurry up, Jim! We're going to miss our flight!
Just a minute. I want to grab something to read on the plane.
No time! We've got to go.
This is final boarding call for flight 251 to Los Angeles. All passengers must proceed to gate 46. Again, this is the final boarding call for flight 251 with service to Los Angeles, departing from gate 46.
See? That's us! Let's go now!
Ouch! That guy just stabbed me in the arm with something.
What guy? What are you talking about?
Seriously, Susan. Some guy just stabbed me in the arm with something.
Your arm is fine. Stop being a baby. You probably just got scratched by a zipper on his luggage. Now, if you would like to stop whining, maybe we can go to LA.
Gales of Avalon presents Hope, an audio drama, written and directed by Mark Dillon and James Neal.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the fasten seatbelt sign, and you may now move around the cabin. However, we always recommend to keep your seatbelt fastened.
Are you okay?
I think I might be coming down with something.
You look a little pale. At least we'll be back home soon.
Face of terrorism. Several experts have been speculating that the next assault on America won't come in the form of a bomb or a hijacked plane, but in the form of a virus, a genetically engineered superbug designed to kill Americans. We are joined today by Dr. Alexander Vedovin, a leader in the field of virology. Tell me, doctor, is such a virus possible?
Well, if you're asking if a virus could be created that would specifically attack a certain ethnic type, well, yes, in theory, it could be possible.
So what you're saying is there could be a group of scientists out there, right now, building a supervirus.
No, that's not what I said. No one in their right mind would even contemplate doing something so dangerous.
Well, doctor, large amounts of money can change minds.
Yes, but in order for a virus to work as a weapon, it would have to be incredibly virulent. You see, it's in a virus's nature to mutate. It's how it survives. And in turn, it would have the potential to infect everyone, not just its target. Your hypothetical super influenza would be impossible to control, even with massive amounts of a pre-made vaccine.
Well, you heard it here, folks. A killer superbug, and no vaccine will help. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello?
Billy, the plane just landed. Can you come pick us up?
Sure. You don't sound too well, sis.
Yeah, Jim is pretty sick, too. I swear, every time I fly, I come down with something. It must be the recycled air. Just get here as soon as you can.
Recoil in fear at the black metal sound.
Let me help you with your bags. Jim doesn't look good at all.
He's burning up. I just want to get him home.
All right, let's get out of here.
Jim! Jim! Oh my God, he is so hot. Jim, wake up! Billy, I think something's really wrong.
Do you want me to go to the hospital?
Christ, he's having a seizure!
Mr. Richards?
Is Jim okay?
Mr. Richards, please come with me.
Why? What's wrong with Jim?
Mr. Richards, your brother-in-law is very ill, and your sister is also showing signs of sickness. I need you to come with me so we can check you out as well.
I just picked him up from the airport.
Yes, sir. It's just a precaution. Doctor, I've isolated Mr. Richards and taken a blood sample.
Good. I don't know what this is, but it moves fast. The first patient is already dead, and his wife is now unconscious. I'll be surprised if she makes it another hour.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Nothing like this. I've made a call to the CDC. I just hope to God that I'm overreacting.
What the hell is going on? I've been here for hours. I've been poked and prodded, and no one will give me a straight answer.
Hello, Mr. Richards. I'm Dr. Christine Dillon. You can call me Chris.
Well, Chris, what's with the suit?
Well, it's just a precaution. I'm with the Center for Disease Control. Tell me, how are you feeling?
I feel annoyed, Chris. I've been here for hours, treated like a pincushion. No one will tell me what the hell is going on.
Well, Mr. Richards, unfortunately, you have been exposed to a potentially deadly virus.
Potentially deadly? Where's my sister? Can anyone give me some answers?
Well, I'm really sorry to have to tell you this, but both your sister and brother-in-law have passed away.
Oh, dear God.
The good news is you are not showing any signs of the illness whatsoever. However, we will have to keep you under quarantine for a few days to see if anything does develop.
Sure. Whatever.
Once again, Mr. Richards, I'm really sorry for your loss.
Can I call my daughter?
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, see if you can get some sleep.
How did he take it?
How do you think? Now, what have you got for me?
Well, we've tracked down most of the passengers on Flight 251.
And?
And two have already passed away, and 75% are in the advanced to moderate stages of the disease.
This is going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. Good morning, Mr. Richards. How are you feeling today?
Fine. Same as yesterday or the day before that.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, but I explained to you why we have to keep you under observation. On a better note, you are going to be released today.
Well, that's good. I'd like to see if I still have a job.
I'm sure your employer will excuse your absence, Mr. Richards. The illness that affected your sister and brother-in-law has made many people sick. I fear it will make many more ill as well.
What is it, Doctor?
We are working on it, Mr. Richards. You mentioned a few days ago that you have a daughter.
Yes, I do.
Well, just between me and you, I would keep her out of school for a little while. Keep her at home, away from other children, at least for a few days, until we get a hold of what's happening.
Is it that bad?
I can't really say. I shouldn't be saying anything at all, but we are working on it. Now get out of here. Go see your family.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you. try to come.
We have gotten reports that a flu outbreak is set to stricken our city. We have our medical expert on the line, Dr. Jules. Is this going to be another SARS-type thing?
Oh, no, nothing like that. What we have here is just a flu. It happens every year around this time.
We've heard that people are dying from it.
Unfortunately, people die from the flu every year, but it's usually from complications related to the flu. These people were sick to begin with. A normal healthy adult that is showing signs of the flu should just stay at home and get lots of rest. There is no reason to panic if you're feeling under the weather.
Well, you heard it here. No need to worry. Now for sports.
Got some nerve showing up here now. You were supposed to take your daughter 2 days ago. Do you know how much she cried wondering why her deadbeat dad forgot about her?
Tina, I was...
I don't care what your excuse is. You can't play with that little girl's emotions like that. You are lucky you get to see her at all.
Jim and my sister are dead.
What?
I picked up Susan and Jim from the airport. They were sick. I brought them to the hospital. Damn it. It all happened so fast.
I'm sorry, Billy. They were good people. What happened?
Some kind of crazy flu?
But they said on the news that it's nothing to worry about.
News is wrong, Tina. I just spent 3 days in quarantine. This is going to get a lot worse.
Then why the hell did you come here? You could be contagious. Damn it, Billy, our daughter is here and you can infect her with whatever this is.
I'm fine. The doctors let me out. I'm not sick.
Who knows what you could be carrying? Hospitals are full of grossness. You have to leave now.
I just want to see Penny.
No, I am not letting you near her.
Fuck you, Tina. Let me see my daughter. Penny? Penny, are you there?
Keep your voice down. The neighbors can hear you.
I don't give a fuck. Let me see my goddamn daughter.
Leave now.
Is everything all right, Tina?
Mind your own business, old man.
You leave that poor woman alone. Do you want me to call the police, Tina?
No, Mr. Crichton. My ex was just leaving. Weren't you, William?
Keep her home from school, Tina. Don't go out in public unless you absolutely have to.
Okay, we will live like shut-ins because you're paranoid.
I'm not kidding. Keep her safe.
Go now before your daughter has to see her father get arrested.
Keep her safe, Tina.
Are you going to be okay, Tina?
Yes, Mr. Crichton. Thank you for your concern.
I never trusted that young man. I think he might be dangerous. I knew guys with tempers like that in the service. It never ends well.
I just hope Penny slept through that. I don't think I can deal with that conversation right now.
You and that sweet little girl deserve some peace. Are you sure you're okay? You look a little flush.
I'm okay. I'm just sick of fighting.
Stupid octogenarian sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. I hope the old fart catches whatever is going around. Damn, I'm an asshole. I just want Penny to be okay.
This is Scott Burns reporting, and it's been 2 weeks since we began hearing reports of this new flu-like virus. And since then, the amount of sick seems to have increased exponentially. The hospitals have become overcrowded, and families of those that have passed away have not been able to retrieve the bodies. Now, we've also heard rumors that there are plans for mass graves. Keep in mind, this is unconfirmed, but cities across the country have been reporting similar situations. There are many questions that we demand be answered. How do we protect ourselves from this? And what exactly is it? SARS? Ebola? Something new? Could it have been concocted in a lab somewhere? The authorities have been very tight-lipped, and this reporter demands answers, and you should too. We're going to go live now to a press conference with Dr. Stuart Redman from the Center for Disease Control.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Stuart Redman. I'd like to thank y'all for being here. Unfortunately, I will not be able to answer your questions at this time, but I have a prepared statement, so if you would. What we're dealing with here is a new virus, and it's something we've never seen before. We at the Center for Disease and the World Health Organization are putting most of our resources into the research of the virus, which we have dubbed virus 616. What we do know is the virus 616 is airborne and highly contagious. It starts much like the common cold, affecting the upper respiratory tract, causing sore throat and nasal congestion. It then quickly moves to the lungs, causing difficulty breathing, accompanied by a high fever and in some cases, severe cases, even death. There's currently no vaccine for virus 616, but we are making progress. And we urge the public that if you are experiencing symptoms, to stay home. If these symptoms worsen, make your way to a hospital. I would like to remind everyone that this virus is highly contagious. If at all possible, avoid public places. You might also look into purchasing a face mask, as it might provide some protection from the virus. And that's all we have for right now. And as soon as we have more information, we will call for another press conference. And we thank you.
It's been a week since we've heard anything new from the CDC, NV616 as they are calling it. It seems to be getting frighteningly worse. Schools are closed, and there are reports that some hospitals in the metro are turning patients away due to overcrowding. The reports coming in from overseas are even worse.
Just days after mainland China has declared a state of emergency, Hong Kong has followed suit. The rampant spread of virus 616 is showing no signs of slowing.
While New Zealand had seemed to be relatively untouched by V616, reports are coming in now that there are major outbreaks in Auckland and Wellington. While it has yet to be confirmed, this newscaster has it under good authority that the virus seems to be more dangerous than first thought.
The World Health Organization is yet to develop a vaccine for virus 616. We spoke with Dr. Neil at the HWO office in Copenhagen, Denmark.
The problem we are facing with virus 616 is that its mutation rate is something we haven't seen before. As soon as we think we are getting close, a new strain pops up and we are set back to square one. We are working as hard as we can with the staff we have, but like everybody else, many of our researchers and scientists have become ill. We are trying.
And still V616 rages on, making some parts of the UK's major cities look like ghost towns. This is Basil Wellington, reporting from London.
Hello?
Daddy?
Hi, honey. Is everything okay?
Daddy, I'm scared.
What's wrong, Penny?
It's Mommy. She won't wake up.
How long has Mommy been asleep?
Since yesterday.
Well, you let Mommy sleep. She's just really tired. I'm gonna come over right away, so don't be scared.
Okay.
I love you, Pumpkin. I'll be there soon.
I love you, too.
God damn it, she has to be all right. Hang on, Penny. I'm on the way.
Daddy, is that you?
Mr. and Mrs. Crichton, Mommy's asleep.
Penny, honey, where's your mommy?
She's here in bed.
I'll go check on her, George.
Well, Penny, aren't you a brave little girl? Taking care of that house while your mommy sleeps.
George, she's,
Oh, dear God. Penny, how would you like to come with me and Miss Crichton to our cabin? You remember our cabin up north, with the lake and the boat?
But what about Mommy?
I was just talking to your mommy, and she said it was okay for you to come for a visit, but we have to go right now.
Yes, I have the car packed already. Let's go. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Penny? Penny? Daddy's here. Penny, where are you? Oh no, Tina. Damn it, she's cold as ice. Penny! Oh, where the hell is she? I'm through this whole house. Maybe she went to the Crichtons? George! Sandra! Have you seen Penny? I can't find her! George! Sandra! The car is gone. Penny, where the hell are you? She wouldn't go to the park by herself, would she? I can't lose her. Penny! Penny!
Well, it never seems to fail how low humanity can reach. With V616 at epidemic levels, there are reports coming in of looting. And not just people robbing closed stores, but robbing houses. What kind of person would steal from the dead and the dying? The police have been just as affected by this virus as everyone else. They don't have the manpower to keep up. Now I'm making a plea to you upstanding citizens to keep an eye out on your neighbors' properties. If you see anything suspicious, please call the police. But like I mentioned, the police are spread very thin. Now, I'm not condoning vigilantism, but you do have the right to protect your own property.
Penny! Penny! I've been all over this goddamn neighborhood. Where could she be? Hello? Hello, have you seen a little girl? I'll stop at every house in the city if I have to. I have to find her.
Freeze! Put your hands in the air and don't turn around. How many more of you are there?
It's just me. I'm not a robber. I'm just looking for my daughter. The door was open.
Shut up! You assholes think you are entitled to other people's property. Society starts to show some cracks, and you think you get a free TV. You've got another thing coming. Turn around slowly.
Turning around slowly. Please don't shoot.
Wait, I know you. You were with Patient Zero.
Dr. Chris? It's me, William. You treated my sister and brother-in-law.
Yes, William, I remember you. What are you doing here?
I told you, I really am looking for my daughter. Her mother doesn't live far from here. She called and said her mother was sick and she was scared. When I got there, she was gone. Can you put the gun down?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I just didn't expect to find anyone here.
Is this your house?
It's my sister's house. I had heard reports of looting, so I decided to drop by and check things out. That's when I found you.
Where is your sister?
Her and her husband passed away a week ago, and both their adult children died a few days after that.
I'm so sorry.
We all have lost a lot. This damn virus doesn't discriminate. It takes who it likes. Except for those lucky few like you and I for some reason, who are immune. And all that means is we get to watch our loved ones die. Hell, I'm a doctor and I can't do a damn thing. We can't cure this. There is no hope.
Don't say that. The radio says they're working on a cure.
There is no cure. There is no progress being made. We are trucking bodies out of the hospital to be burned. In the far north end of town, there is an industrial incinerator belching clouds of ashes into the air. And that ash used to be your garbage man, the old lady at the bank, the junkie on the corner. There is no cure. Are you a church-going man, William?
Not really. I'm a lapsed Catholic.
Well, I've never been much for God. I've always put my faith in science. But if there is a God, he has one hell of a sense of humor. You know the designation they have given this disease? Virus 616? Do you know the number of the beast?
Yeah, 666.
Well, there was a papyrus found, which historians believe to contain the earliest known book of Revelations, and it gave the number as 616. I guess they decided that 666 just rolled off the tongue better. Funny, isn't it?
It's not all lost. We're still alive. And there's a reason for that. The answer to all of this is inside of us. And I'm not about to give up hope.
I suppose you're right. There is always hope. Now let's go find your little girl. We've already been to this house, haven't we?
I don't care. I have to find her.
Do you hear that?
Quick, run in the house! Close the door! Man, that was close. People need to watch their animals.
Well, William, dogs are pack animals. With no one there to feed them, they will form a pack and hunt. And I think they're hunting us.
How are we gonna get out of here?
Well, if we stay here and keep quiet, hopefully the dogs will eventually go away and look for food somewhere else.
Not so much for that. Shoot it! We have to get out of here.
I'll go out the front door. I have a gun. You go out the back door.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just go. I'll lead them away and meet up with you where I found you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Don't worry. I'll deal with these devils.
Dear God,
What next? All I want to do is find my daughter and make sure she's okay. Hold her again.
People are fleeing the city for rural cabins, homes, and towns with hopes to escape this virus. But we're getting some interesting reports of incidents happening on the highway.
The cabin up north by the lake. That's where they are. That's my best chance of finding Penny. I gotta be getting close. I've been on the road for hours. Wait, what the hell is this? Roadblock?
Let me see your hands! You one of them sick people?
No, officer. I'm not infected. I'm looking for my daughter. I think she's at a cabin up the way. Wait, you're not a cop.
Damn right I'm not a cop, but I got a gun pointed right here at your face. You ain't getting past this here roadblock without a payment.
Payment? I don't have anything to give.
Yeah, you don't, do you? Well, I reckon this here automobile will be a fine payment. Mighty fine.
My car? You can't do that.
I can do whatever the hell I want. I am the law, son. Now get out of the car, Snoop.
Okay. Don't shoot. I'm leaving.
Hold it right there, goddammit. Them's pretty shoes you got there. Give them to me.
My shoes? Really?
I don't like your attitude there, boy. You give me your shoes or you die.
Get him, hoss! Red! Grab that city boy and take him in the woods.
Okay, boss. Get going, slick.
You don't have to do this.
I'm following my orders. We haven't had one person die under Cletus' lead. He says that we're gonna take over this country when all this blows up.
It's not gonna blow over. And no one has died because the virus hasn't spread to these rural areas yet. But it will.
Keep walking, city boy. What was that?
Oh my god. He's dead. I just killed a man. I have to keep going. And they'll come looking when he doesn't come back.
Red bagged himself another city boy.
I feel like I've been running for hours. Is that running water? I can follow this creek to the lake. It's the only lake up here, so the cabin must be there. This is it. And there's the boat. There's a car. This is it.
Go on, get! You get out of here! We aren't gonna give you anything!
They must think I'm one of the people from the roadblock. I'm not here to take anything! I'm throwing my gun away and coming out! Don't shoot!
If you so much as move funny, I'll put a hole in. William? Is that you?
Yes! It's me. You have my daughter? Penny! Oh, I've been searching for you so long. Are you okay?
Stay inside, Miss Craig. She's fine, William. We've been taking good care of her. Better care than you ever did. How do I know you aren't sick and you won't infect us all?
I'm not sick. I've never been sick. I'm immune to this.
I don't know. I've met people like you before. And to be honest, I never liked you. Maybe your daughter's better off without you.
For the love of God, George, I'm fine. I just want my daughter. Whatever differences we had in the past, I'm sorry. I need to know she's okay.
My daddy's outside, but Mr. Crime won't let me see him.
Really? Well, he must have a good reason for that. He probably just wants to make sure your daddy's okay.
He's my daddy. I want to see him.
Honey, let's just wait for Mr. Crichton to tell us when it's okay to go out there.
No, Daddy! Daddy!
Penny, my little girl. I love you so much. Are you okay?
I'm sorry, Belle. I just had to be sure. For all of our sake.
The V616 vaccine has been a complete success, and it's been 6 months since the last reported case. Everyone has been touched by this virus in some way, and it's in these trying times that we come together. V616 has changed the course of this great nation, and we have a long road ahead to rebuild the society that we once had. What we have endured is unthinkable, and it's hard to imagine what the future holds. But where there's life, there's hope.
You have just heard Hope, an audio drama by Gales of Avalon, written by Mark Dillon and James Neal. The cast in order of appearance are as follows. Airport announcer, played by Ryan Beauvais. Susan, played by Mish Axiani. Jim, played by Greg Axiani. Airline announcement, by Colin Woe. William, by Robbie Abinader. Talk show host, by Simon Schouten. Dr. Alexander Vidovin, by Joshua Wood. Nurse, by Nancy Barnes. Doctor, by Wes DeLeu. Dr. Christine Dillon, by Natalie Delgetti. CDC worker, by Cameron Delgetti. Radio announcer, by Mark Dillon. Dr. Jules, by Justin Hall. Tina, by Cage Annihilatrix. Mr. Crichton, by Jason Lefebvre. Mrs. Crichton, by Atrina Blythe. Dr. Stuart Redman, by Jason Gilbey. Hong Kong radio announcer, by UTN Gallo. New Zealand radio announcer, by Ross Ferguson. UK radio announcer, by Ben Taylor. Dr. Neal, by Chris Eddy. Cletus, by James Neal. Haas, by Jamie Gallo. Red, by Alex Dobbins. Penny, by Penelope Kinsman. Sound effects and score, by Mark Dillon. Recorded by Mark Dillon and James Neal at Castle Kill Studios.
Sky seems dark as the rain comes pouring.